Today in Moscow, former Ambassador Sergei Kislyak denied accusations Moscow meddled in the November election. Kislyak described conversations with Michael Flynn as, quote, just simple things with no secrets. He also denied sanctions were discussed. Errol Barnett has the latest.
Mr. President, are you afraid to talk to the press?
As President Trump began his 17-day working vacation, news emerged his administration has been contacted by the special counsel investigating Russian interference in the 2016 election. Robert Mueller is now requesting documents connected to former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. The president's attorney, Ty Cobb, tells CBS News Mr. Trump is fully cooperating. Once in New Jersey, the president defended his current national security advisor amid criticism from the far-right wing of his own party, saying in a statement, General McMaster and I are working very well together. I am grateful for the work he continues to do serving our country. McMaster has been targeted by alt-right websites like Breitbart for, among other things, ousting NSA staff ideologically aligned with chief strategist Steve Bannon. In an interview taped Wednesday, McMaster says he's happy with the direction the White House is now heading.
We've been trying to view problem sets and opportunities through the lens of our vital national interests.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions also cites national interests in announcing a crackdown on government employees leaking classified information.
We will not allow rogue anonymous sources with security clearances to sell out our country.
Sessions said the Department of Justice has tripled its leak investigations and the FBI has established a new counterintelligence unit to address those disclosures. The department is also reviewing policies related to compelling journalists to testify about their sources.
Now, the special counsel's request and the administration's efforts to stop leaks comes as President Trump is trying to steady the ship once again. A White House official tells us Chief of Staff John Kelly is with the president in Bedminster today. Meetings with lawmakers and administration officials are expected in the weeks ahead. Rena?